Today's whatever Wednesday. Basically, whatever needs to get done has to get done. I feel like it's the day that Murphy's Law decides to show up more than others. I really don't have much for you today aside from a conversation that I had with a sports instruction coach. I mean, the guy is doing really well. He's been in the business at least 12, 13 years. They're doing at least $36,000 a month in revenue. The systems are antiquated is not the word. They're definitely old school. For sure, the word is old school. And they have 6 contractors, 30-minute sessions, and it's I won't say the industry, the niche, but it's I went to the visited and went to the setup, and it was just interesting to see how things operated and gave hope, honestly, that, you know, his advice was just straight up, like, do the work, you know, having great sessions, great lessons, and doing right by the client, by the customer is necessary, which I understand that completely. But obviously, man, things are so much more nuanced than that, right? Like, there's a certain business acumen that you learn over the course of certain number of years that I do think comes from actually being about the athlete first and doing a great job. I also believe that there are people who do a great job with the athlete but don't have the business scale that they would like. Like, it's a spectrum, right? I feel like I know people who do a great job, so great that they're not willing to expand and they want to stay at a certain size, which is okay. But then there's others who go towards straight business, and I've seen those type actually close. But it's not always because of the bad service. It's because of the lack of the business acumen. So I always come back to that, and maybe I overdo too much with the business side instead of the actual training side. But I'm learning, like, reading the language of coaching right now and taking notes on different courses and learning about speed and agility along with the basketball training. So improving as a coach, but also wanting to improve as a business owner. And today is probably going to be a follow-up day. Maybe it can be a follow-up day for you to handle some of those little small, urgent, but not really important tasks to get them out the way for Thinking Thursday. That's one way to look at Wednesday. Or today could be, honestly, just pick up one thing to focus on. Still trying to get a feel for that, to be frank. But hopefully you guys can have a productive day. And I guess one other thing that the coach shared with me that is pulling in that much money and doing a really, really good job. You know, my life doesn't occur to me in the way of having debt. Had it at one point, student loans, credit cards, car note, and it was more debilitating than I realized, right? And got rid of that. And now I like the rice and beans and rice. I like not having any payments like that. But at the same time, I see how having those payments, having that debt, especially commercial debt, can actually help you, especially if you have tenants, if you can sell the building at an appreciated cost for what you owe on it. Like, I see how that stuff works. Now, of course, like, I don't think buildings are liquid, but and it takes a long time to sometimes sell buildings like that, maybe not in this market. But also, one thing that was mentioned is, you know, if you can't make the payments yourself, if you are the tenant, and you can't make the payments yourself based off of operational cash flow, based on what you do in your own business, then yeah, you could rent it out to other people. And, you know, his thought was use debt to make more money and set you up to make more money once you get out of debt. So use debt initially to pay the debt off and make more money once the debt's paid off, which I kind of understand. So I'm in this frenzy where I'm thinking, how do I do that without having to borrow the money, without having to do stuff like that? Like, that's the fun thought experiment for me right now. And if you have your own facility, maybe you did take out a loan, which I'm not shunning at all. I just think there's pros and cons to right-sizing hours, to being variable in your costs. But if your rent's super-duper low, like this person's rent was stupid low, if your rent is super low, then it's kind of leaning towards the his frame of mind, right? And hopefully your rent is not anywhere near what theirs, or I guess anywhere opposite of what theirs was. And theirs was less than $2,000 a month, right? And you can imagine bringing in 36 and they have less than two. Like, it's crazy to have those kind of numbers. If it makes sense like that, then I'm almost like, I feel like Dave Ramsey himself would probably be like, yeah, you should do that, you know. But just some thoughts. Whatever Wednesday is wild, so I'm going to get back to work, and hopefully you guys have a great rest of your day.